This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic, tell us the latest from Malka Lifer.
So yesterday, so this news is the heart of the press, as it were. The hearing began yesterday to establish whether or not there is evidence, enough evidence, for Malka Lifer to stand trial on child sexual abuse charges. Listeners will recall he was extradited back to Australia in January after a year-long extradition process out of Israel. 10 witnesses, which is news to me, 10 witnesses now, 10 people, I should say, are expected to give evidence during this hearing, which is expected to run, through this week, Yom Kippur notwithstanding, until Monday of next week. The first person gave evidence yesterday, and three sisters who alleged that they were abused by her when she was principal of the Adas ultra-Orthodox school in Melbourne, will give evidence as well. And given that, because of the COVID situation, the entire hearing is taking place by Zoom, by link, the siblings, the three sisters, have actually asked to give evidence in person. But because of the COVID restrictions, the entire hearing is now being conducted online. So the point of this current hearing now is to establish whether there is enough evidence for her to actually to stand trial. So this is a pre-trial hearing.
But phenomenal that this has finally got there. And, of course, also interesting that it's this time of year, of course.
Indeed. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, exactly. And just to remind listeners, which I haven't mentioned, that Malka Lifer is currently facing 74 charges, including rape and indecent assault, allegedly committed while she was principal of the school. And the three sisters, Dusty Ehrlich, Nicole Meyer, and Ellie Sapper, are the, key witnesses in a way, and among 10 people who expected to give evidence.
The other story, of course, that we wanted to talk about, and it's gone very, very much viral, not necessarily in a good way, is the services that were held over Rosh Hashanah in Melbourne. We were seeing videos set to Mission Impossible music with ultra-Orthodox people scaling walls and roofs of buildings with it looked like on a mission. So it was funny, but of course it wasn't funny.
Indeed, and what makes it even less funny was that it came on the heels of the engagement party, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, also happening in Melbourne. And as you rightly said, there has been footage of this. Police have gone on the record in the media saying that they seized CCTV footage and documents relating to this this gathering, this service which took place during Rosh Hashanah last week, last Tuesday, and obviously and they have made it very clear that there are tens of thousands of dollars worth of fines pending if people are found guilty of violating public health orders, etc. And then to make it worse, I mean, there was a lot of media coverage there, which is understandable. And one of the TV camera crew was allegedly assaulted, and someone's being charged with, and that person who was assaulted ended up in hospital. And so there's that claim which is happening, which just added to the whole, unfortunate situation. So it's pretty, obviously the whole community is just, upset by this, that it reflects on the whole community. I mean, it's a tiny, tiny percentage of the community which has done this. But as we all know, that's all it takes, and unfortunately the ugly response is all too predictable.
Yeah, it just doesn't reflect well. And I guess it's because we are so visible, and especially the ultra-Orthodox community, so clearly identifiable as being, as being Jewish.
Exactly. Right.
It just, it really, really isn't. What is happening over Yom Kippur? What are the regulations in Sydney and Melbourne?
Well, interesting. So as of yesterday, so September 13th, more relaxed regulations have come into play, which says that you can have slightly larger numbers can gather, but with masks and with distancing, etc. So slightly larger numbers, and you can travel further from your home. And different restrictions apply in different jurisdictions. In other words, Sydney, Melbourne, etc. But they have, restrictions have been slightly relaxed as of yesterday. As I said, with different numbers in different places. So still very much COVID restrictions.
You will be able to have some form of Yom Kippur services.
With a qualified yes. In other words, okay. depending where you are. Where you are.
Got it. And finally, Australian Olim present Australian surf life saving model as a water safety strategy for Israel.
This is a fabulous story. It's something which I have to declare I've been involved with on the side for some years now. And it's not something that's generally known, but every year, tragically, around 200 people drown in the beaches in Israel over the years because surf life-saving and life-saving on beaches has not been made a priority for Israel, generally speaking. And so two Australian brothers who are Olim, so they've been living in Israel for some years now. Their name is Paul and Danny Hakim, H-A-K-I-M. They have been very involved. They were very involved in surf life-saving here in Australia. And in Israel, they have been very much the instigators of setting up an Israel Life-Saving Federation. And they gave evidence in the Knesset just a couple of days ago, asking to be officially recognized by the government. In the meantime, they have set up chapters of this Life-Saving Federation on beaches across Israel, in Hadera, in Haifa, everyone knows where the beaches are. And they have sent over qualified lifesavers from Australia to Israel. This is pre-COVID and during COVID, when you're allowed to travel, to train Israelis on how to become lifeguards. So it's a fabulous story, a positive story, and the presence of this, and there's an Australian Friends of Israel Lifesaving Federation, which raises some funds here, and which makes it's a virtue of sending over qualified guards from here, from Australia to Israel to train people to become lifeguards there. So it's a fabulous story and it's growing and I have no doubt, you know, we'll come to South Africa as well because South Africa being an outdoors society and community, etc. So it's a lovely story and one which will hopefully gain a lot of, you know, momentum.
Absolutely awesome. Vic Aladev, wishing you and your family a meaningful fast. I'm just thinking we're probably not going to chat to you for the next 2 weeks because both those Tuesdays are Jewish festivals. Is that right?
That's right. Yes. Sukkot next week and then followed by Simchat Torah, etc.
So wishing you a meaningful fast and over Yom Kippur and a Chag Sameach over Sukkot. We'll catch you soon after that.
Thank you, Howard, and a meaningful fast to all our listeners as well. Thank you very much.